بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما ورزقنا فهما، آمين يا رب العالمين. تنعي التراويح. We cover the first half of Juz Amma. In Surah Naba, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that He has created everything for the benefit of man. And on the Day of Judgment, evil will be destroyed and good will prosper. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that return to the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and save yourself from worldly and loss pertaining to the hereafter. In Surah Nazi'at, evil cannot last long. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's angels are ever ready to destroy those that do not listen if He commands them to do so. Look at the story of proud Fir'aun, who claimed, "Ana Rabbukum al-A'la, I'm your Lord, Most High." He rejected Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's message, and he was brought low by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's displeasure. So, this was his case, and will be the case of all proud rejectors on the Day of Judgment. Look at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creation and accept the message He is offering to us. In Surah Abbas, a person who is not blessed with good things of this world may yet be in search of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's message for his spiritual growth. Give him the message, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's message is meant for all. Allah will finally separate the good from the evil and deal with each of them justly. In Surah Takwir, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described the Day of Judgment. How the world, as we know it, will break up and each person will learn the results of his deed on earth. This is the word of the most honourable messenger, who is defined by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not possessed, who is dignified by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not possessed by evil spirits. It is a message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to all the world, which is clearly explained by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Follow it and be guided. Surah Infitar, Surah deals with 3 points. Number one, the final day of judgment, which, when our world will be destroyed, will come into place. Number two, the lesser judgment, where the two angels record each man's deeds. And number three, the awakening of the inner light within man, so that he casts aside all evil. This is considered as a death. For man.